This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. The City of Austin's Land Development Code, that might sound boring or wonky, but it's actually a really big deal. A reworking of the rules that regulate how we use land and build things in Austin. This month, KUT is reporting about what's in the Land Development Code rewrite, how it got there, and some concerns about it. Austin Mayor Steve Adler pulled the plug last year on the first code rewrite process, remember Code Next, citing an abundance of misinformation that led him to say he thought the process had gone, quote, horribly wrong. Mayor Adler told me recently he's confident the process has been better this time.
I think it's the different approach that the city manager and the staff gave to this. They came very early to the city council and said, before we begin the process of rewriting this code, we want you to give us policy direction. We gave policy direction on every contested issue that we could think of. And by doing that, we more focused the process.
Do you think that that corrected the misinformation problem? Because we're still hearing from people with questions that seem disconnected from the content of this rewrite. Or is that still a concern of yours, that people aren't understanding what's actually in the code?
I am real concerned about the misinformation that I see on some of the websites and in social media. But I think there are fewer people that are confused now than there were before. And that's in part because we have had at this point 66 public hearings and public meetings since 2017. This does not include neighborhood association meetings and other forms. These are city-sponsored
but
public hearings.
But that's since 2017. What about 17? since 2018 and the end of that process?
In this period of time. I mean, so there were some of those were, a lot of them were after 2018 as well. But I think we began that process in 2017, and it was beginning that process where I kept running into people who were hearing the presentations and saying, wait a second, this wasn't anything like what I was seeing on the website. So we had started, I think, fixing the misinformation back then. It became apparent that we weren't going to be able to do a good enough job of that for us to be able to actually decide this issue in 2018.
There are still some groups, though, they say they feel like no matter how many community meetings there have been to when they started, that the process is still fast. And what they've said is this is a very dense document. There's a lot of pages, there's a lot of information in there, and to help get people educated about it takes a long time. So not just taking input, but then after the fact, here's the document. Do you feel like that this part of the process, now that there is a draft, do you feel like this part has gone too fast?
No, I think that we're 8 years into this.
The most recent draft is
But
not
even the most
years.
Recent draft reflects the policy conversations that this community has been having for 7 years. There aren't new policy conversations.
There are a lot of new people here, though, past 7 years.
And if we don't make decisions in Austin so as to catch up to the new people, we're never going to make any decisions in this community. I mean, at some point, you actually have to say, all right, we really have talked about this a lot. Now we have to actually make the hard choices. We actually have to make decisions, because every day that we're not making these decisions, I am watching properties being developed without housing supply associated with them, tracts that I wish were not developing for another year. At some point, we've talked about this enough. We're facing the repercussions of an out-of-date bad code. We have to take the big step forward and actually do something.
So you say you're seeing developments go up. You know, if we had done this sooner, they wouldn't be happening. You wish they weren't going up like that. If this process stays on schedule right now, how fast would things be different then?
The code covers lots of different things. But the rules about green infrastructure being now an increased part of development happen immediately. As soon as we pass it, as soon as it becomes effective, those things become immediately effective. So they would start helping us with environment and with flooding right away. How quick will it become effective? Don't know the answer to that. That's one of the things that we need to be discussing over the next couple months. What is the phase-in period of time? How does that happen? But as soon as it is effective, there'll be changes that'll be happening immediately. Some of the things that the code will do, we're not really going to feel for a long period of time. It's not like we pass this code and suddenly we have 400,000 extra housing units in the city. But over a 10-year period of time, the hope is to have 400,000 more real, meaningful opportunities for housing supply, figuring that maybe a third of those will actually result in housing supply. But that's over a 10-year period of time.
Have you read the whole code rewrite?
Yes.
You'd read the whole thing? Well, it's 1,366 pages, but some are, as it says, intentionally left blank. You read the whole thing?
I have. Now, I have not read it, and I'm sure retained it as much as our city staff has. But I think it's important to go through it to be familiar with the document that we're going to be working on.
I mean, do you expect everybody in Austin to read it? I mean, I was reading through it, and some of the language is kind of, it's very legalese. It seems like if you are in the developer or building community, it's accessible language, but it doesn't seem like it's accessible language for everybody. Do you expect everybody to read it and understand it?
Goodness no, I don't expect everybody in our community to read all 1,300 pages or the thousands of pages that'll be part of the regulations that are adopted by city staff that then developers and homeowners and people use. Nor should everybody be expected to read it. That's what representative democracy is about. There are staffs and stakeholders and a lot of people who are pouring through this document word by word, but no, I don't expect everyone to do that. And it is not something that is accessible to everybody. But it's legalese because, surprise, it's a legal document. And it's drafted that way, but it is a lot more accessible than our existing code.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler, thank you as always for your time and discussion today.
Thank you.